This is the Feedback Podcast with Wayne Hepler.
Feedback exclusive.
Podcast exclusive here.
Podcast exclusive here.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Wayne Hepler on Feedback with Patricia Cole, the president of the Habit of Grace Colored School Foundation, that is in the midst of trying to raise about $1 million to convert that historic school into a museum in the historic district of Habit of Grace. Patricia, hello.
Hello, how are you, Wayne? Thank you so much.
And you as well. Hey, there's a guy that people should know named Langston Hughes, an incredible poet, African-American, who actually came to the Habit of Grace Colored School to address the students there. That must have been something.
Everyone I spoke with has said that that was just an amazing time. When Langston Hughes would come, he would bring his books and recite his poems to the students. He was a great friend and actually roommates with the school's principal, Mr. Leon S. Roy. And they were also fraternity brothers, the fraternity of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. So it was just an amazing time for many of the students.
Where were they together? I'm curious about that.
They went to Lincoln University in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Not too far up the road.
Yes.
And they were roomies.
They were roommates and fraternity brothers.
Wow. That's interesting. What a connection for the school.
Yes. It was an amazing connection because, you know, they had the opportunity to speak with a legend who wrote amazing poetry.
You and I did not prepare for this, but any other noteworthy visitors, perhaps celebrities of sorts that came to the school?
Well, you know, I think Habit of Grace is just really an amazing historic town. The Underground Railroad came through there. Frederick Douglass, across the Susquehanna River through Habit of Grace. So the story of African-Americans in Harford County is just really amazing. We hope to capture that story in the Colored School Museum and Cultural Center.
Now, historically, on record, we can say the school was in existence, sort of, from 1910 to 1965. In the on-air broadcast you and I did, we indeed dated it that way. But really, the school closed in 53, which is amazing timing, because in 54 we had the landmark court case that supposedly desegregated this country, and consolidation then began in Habit of Grace and Harford County. Can you put that story together for us?
Right. So in 1953, the county built a consolidated schools. They built two. One was in Habit of Grace and one was in Bel Air. The first consolidated school was Bel Air Central Consolidated, and individuals from that region went to that school. So all the elementary schools and high schools were then consolidated into one school, and it went from grades, the first grade through 12th. Shortly thereafter, because of the overcrowding in the Habit of Grace Colored School, they came up with Habit of Grace Consolidated School, and that also then consolidated grades 1 through 12th. And it wasn't until 1965, as you mentioned, 10 years after the landmark decision, Brown versus the Board of Education, that the county finally desegregated schools, and African Americans can then go to the public schools.
Your dad was a graduate of the Habit of Grace Colored School, 1949, and I used to have to run both ways 5 miles to get to and from school. What was it like to go there? Did he tell you what it was like to be a member of that very distinctly segregated school?
He enjoyed his time there. I think it was because they became a family. Even though they couldn't attend the schools that were close to their homes, you know, there was a school that's right there in Aberdeen is where he lived, but he had to come to the colored school in Habit of Grace. But the faculty and the principal made sure that the students learned and that they were taken care of and that they felt that they were welcomed, because they didn't know what, if they went to the other schools, how they would be treated. So I think that people knew that it probably was right if they did integrate, but I think, you know, the fact that they didn't, they were well taken care of.
Do you live with a monkey on your back? as a segregated student, or was there more of an acceptance and less a feeling of shame? Can you ever really get over that?
I don't think they ever thought about it as being had any shame about it. They felt pride that, you know, they can, despite the challenges, that they can go on and do great things. They were taught that by their principal and their teachers. They were taught that they could be anything they wanted to in life, and some of them went on to become doctors and businessmen. And my father, he worked for North American Rockwell, and which became Boeing. So they weren't taught to think of themselves as anything less than what they were. They were, you know, African Americans, proud African Americans that could do anything that anyone else could do. And so that's how they were taught, and that's how they instilled those values in us. I mean, there was no question about what I was going to be or what I would do. I knew when I graduated, I would go to college. That was just something that my parents instilled, that education was just important, and that's what we did.
And you're also retired military. We're talking to Patricia Cole, the president of the Haverty Grace Colored School Foundation, attempting to turn that historic building into a museum in Haverty Grace. And as you and I talk, the museum in Washington, D.C. is mm-hmm. going out of business. Other museums have also suffered across the country. And there is a certain amount of concern that maybe we're being museumed out, or maybe we've got way too many online, social media, technological options these days to bother with taking ourselves through a museum and that more laid-back, absorption-oriented kind of experience. Do you think you can make a museum like this stick?
I think we'll be very successful in making this museum stick. And there's nothing like actually seeing and hearing and getting a bird's-eye view of reality. So I'm confident that this will be something that a lot of people will be interested in. And there are just, we've had a lot of visitors so far, even though we're not fully operational yet. There's renovations that need to take place in the building, but we're confident that we'll be successful in that.
I know you've got great architect Dale Green, who is working on the museum. What's going to go inside this sucker? He's the architect who's going to design the thing. So, you know, if I tell my friends, hey, I'm going to the former colored school museum, do tell.
The museum will talk about the African-American experience when it came to the schooling and segregation. But it will also tell the story of African-Americans in Harford County, Maryland. It will talk about Frederick Douglass, who came through Harford County to escape slavery on his quest for freedom. It will talk about the Underground Railroad. It will talk about African-Americans and their how they came here to this country. And it would also focus then on several of the amazing people that came through Harford County, as we talked about Langston Hughes and several of the other famous folks that came through and made a difference.
Yeah, there's certainly no lack of things that have occurred in this county that can go into a museum. Mm-hmm. If anyone's interested in participating in this effort to get it up and running, the website to go to is pretty straightforward, actually, www.hdgcoloredschool.net. It's HDG as in Haverty Grace, www.hdgcoloredschool.net, where you can join in the effort that Patricia Cole is president of as the president of the foundation of the former Haverty Grace Colored School in Haverty Grace, Maryland. Patricia, thanks for joining us. We certainly wish you well in your endeavors.
Thank you so much, and I do appreciate you taking the time.
Feedback is produced by WHFC on the campus of Harford Community College. Feedback is produced by Nasia Kramer. I'm Wayne Hepler, and we'll talk to you again on the next Feedback.